Uchivhosim, it says over there, Rashi Betumas Migdash, in the Pash of Paraduma, it says also, Tome Yia Oy Tumase Boy. So, Mal Halan Tumas Migdash, just like over here, talking about Midbar Yutet, it's talking about going into the base of Migdash, when you Tome, Afkan here also, by the Pash of Oy Luvi Yorid, Tumas Migdash. It's talking about Tumas Migdash on this Shechai Bekarbon Oy Luvi Yorid. The Mar says, if so, Viela Bo Lomali, what do I need the word Bo for? Rashi says, Lamute Truma, what do you tell me the word Bo? To exclude Truma, to make it face Lachubai, to Mahana Layasish, can't curse. Like, once you're telling me it's included Migdash, so now you can't learn out Truma from Migdash and from Kachim, because those two things is a Chi of Kurus. Mashen Kain Truma is a Misa B'day Shemayim. So what do I need a Pasig Bo? To exclude Truma, where's the Havamina that it's Chayim? Lomali. Delabo Lomali. Gemara says, the rabbis, Nevelas Oif Tor. Come teach us that this type of a Tuma, if you eat the Nevela of an Oif Tor, you're eating it, that's a Chiddush. If you touch a Nevelas Oif Tor, you're Tor. Only if you swallow it. Rashi says, Hametam of a Beis Abliya, Shim Ochlo, if you eat it, the Chiddush is, and then you go into the Beis Amigdash, that's a Chayim. That's the Chiddush of Bo. It's not a miyut, but it's a ribuy. Mar says, Ayo amrit bo miyutu. You told me before, not like that. You told me before, bo is a miyut. So Mar says, Mishrim de miyutahu. Aiser. Since it's a miyut, it comes to include something. In other words, like Rashi says, it's a miyut acha miyut, which is a rabbis. Rashi says, Mishrim de miyutu de aiser. Miyut is there, bo la rabbis. This miyut, true, bo is a miyut, but it comes to include something. I will soon explain, because there are two miyuts in here. And when the Torah says to miyutim, that's the klal ein miyut achamiyut el the rabbis. See if it says oy ki yigar means dva negia. Mash only you touch something that makes you tummy negi in the lav by negia loy. But something like an oif tor, a nevelas oif tor, a dead when a bird that's tor when it dies, if you just touch the nevela, you're not tummy. So I would not know if you eat it that such a tuma is mechayev you. So it says the word bo again, miyuto, it's another miyut, to say what, that only yechayiv if you eat, if you touch something that's tameh. But just by eating it, you will not become tameh for this halach of migdash. If so, miyut acha miyut, there are two miyutum here. Oy ki yiga tells me only if you touch tameh, and not if you eat it. And bo means also only if you touch it, not if you eat it. So it's a miyut acha miyut. Therefore, the klal is, v'yeh miyut acha miyut ala rabbis. When you have two miyutim, zakas there, then it comes the rabbis. That's why, true, the word bo really is a miyut. But here it comes out, since there's a miyut achamiyut, that's the question. Why does the Torah take it out twice? If it really means to take it out, just say once. What are you saying twice for? The second time tells me the opposite way. The Karech of Adrush, it comes to include. So it comes to include now that if a person eats a nevelas oif tor, that makes his tummy, it makes him tummy. And even for such a tumah, if he comes into the Beis Hamikdash, he's chayav a korban el v'yerid. But true, for truma, you do not need any pasuk. Truma, there's no havamina to learn it out from. Truma is a chiyav misa b'dei shemayim. That's not time that to mikdash and to kachim.
You're holding off Zayin on the base, the top, the two dots. The Mishnah says now, Yesh for Yediyah Batchila. If somebody had a Yediyah at the beginning, means he knew he was Tameh, he touched the mace in the morning. But for Yain for Yediyah Batsoif, he forgot about it, he went into the base of Migdash, and up until now he still does not remember. So the Mishnah says that the Soyer Hanaseh B'Fnim, on Yom Tzip is Mechaper. The Soyer LaShem, that's Mechaper, such a person. What does it mean it's mechaper? It means that Taylor, he doesn't get his punishment. Because when he realizes what he did, so then he'll have the idea at the beginning, halom in the middle, and idea by Saif will have the chi of korban el v'yerid. So Mishnah says this is the case that Taylor, it protects him until he remembers that he did the chet. Tana Rabbanim, the Pasuk says, by this Sawyer of Lashem, the Sawyer HaPnim on Yom Kippur, the chiper al HaKodesh, Mi tumais b'nei Yisrael. This should be mechaper for the tumais, for the chatoy and the klai Yisrael did by tuma. Now, yesh le binyan zeh. I don't know what the pasuk means.
So really, I should include in this pasuk mitumos lohavi shalosh tumos. There are three types of averus that the Torah calls it tumos. There is the tumah of avodah zarah, the tumah of gilui arayos, the tumah of shfichas damim. Why? The avodah zarah oimer l'man timei es mikdashai. It says, Lashon is, if you worship avodah zarah, you be metame the base of mikdash. So here the pasuk says, V'chipar al HaKadosh mitumos b'nei Yisrael. So maybe the soyer hanasa lefnim on Yom Kippur is mechapa maybe on the chet of avodah zarah. We'll soon say what the habaminer is. The Chor, if he does it, b'meizid yischai is misa. If he does it, b'shegeh yischai b'kor b'chatas kavua. So what's the habaminer? Why would I need the soyer hanasa lefnim on Yom Kippur to be mechapa? This we'll soon see. Now the same thing by Gilu Arroyos, who when the pasuk says, Ushmartem es mishmarti, levilti aseis mechukas atuevus, and it ends off, uloi sitamu behem, you should not be matami yourself. So also the chet of Gila Royis also says the word tumah. So maybe this soyer of Pnin is mechapra on the chet of Gila Royis. And then the shvich as domahu aimer, also the pasuk says, uloi sitame es oritz, so don't kill people, not to be matami the oritz. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Al Gimel Tumas Halolu Yeisoye Mechaper. Maybe again, when the Pasuk says, V'chiper Al HaKadosh Mitumas Pnei Yisrael, that means from all these three Chatoyim, that the Soyer Hanasa Befnim is Mechaper. Talmud Leima, just know the Pasuk itself says, Mitumas, Amen, Mitumas Bnei Yisrael, from the Tumas of Bnei Yisrael. And as a Diyak, V'loi Kol Tumas. Not all Averis that have the word Tumah is the Soyer Hanasa Befnim Mechaper, but only Mi Tumais, from certain, only some, but not all. If so, which one's yes, which one's not? Now let's learn out. Ma Mutsinu, just like we find, Shechol HaKakosif, Mechlal Kol Tumais. Which type of a Tumah does the Torah separate from other Tumas? Have Yema tell you, Tumas Mikta Shekudaisav. The Torah said a special chiddush of a korban on the yerid. The Torah says if you're tamei and you go into the base of midrash b'shoygei, or you eat a basa kachim b'shoygei, that you have to bring a new type of a korban. Usually the korbanos are a korban kavua. There's a chiyav chatis. You have to bring a chiyav oshem. Here the Torah gave a special type of a korban on the yerid. So you see by this tumas of midrash shekudoshev it had separate halachas. If so, Af Khan, here also, the Tumas Mikdash of Kudeshov, Divin Rav Yudah. These are the words of Rav Yudah. That's how we know the Pshan now Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that somebody had this chet, that he went into the Beis Mikdash when he was Tomei, or he ate Kachim that he was Tomei, and he had a Yediyah Batchila, just Basoif, up until now by Yom Kippur, he still does not realize that he did the chet, so it's called an Avera B'Shoigeh, he does not have a Kapora yet, because he did not bring his korban oil of the yerid. So in such a case, this soyer, hanasa b'fnim, the sira chatas, the sira Hashem, hanasa b'fnim, is toila protection. That's the pasuk of the chiper al hakodesh mitumos, from the tumas, from the special tumas that are separated other places. Well, it comes out too, right? Mitosh and kodesh.
Yeah,
Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Mimkaimahu Mukhra. Shimon says, no, I know from the Pasuk itself, without your diet, mitumas, or even with your diet, but you don't know which tumas, the Pasuk itself says clearly. It says, Harei Yuaimer, it says, V'chipar ala kodesh, mitumas. It says clearly, mitumas shel kodesh. It says clearly, V'chipar ala kodesh, mitumas. It's your mechapar on which tumah? Tumah of kodesh. So it says clearly, that the tumah of coming into the base of Migdash, or the tumah of eating basa kachim on your tumah, on such a chet, this soyer is toilah. If so, Yochel, I would have thought to say, al kol tumah shabat kodesh, yei soyer zeh mechaper, maybe any type of a chet that you have, that you went into the base of Migdash when you were tumah, in any situation, this soyer would be mechaper. Talmud Leiman, no, the pasuk says, u'mipishayhem, L'chol chatosom. So that means chatoyim dunya dipshoyim. There has to be a chet dunya dipshoyim. Like Rashi, the half minute was, bein sheyesh po yediyah, bein shein po yediyah. Maybe even a person had no yediyah, but chila besoif, also this soyer is mechaper.
It says mipishayim. So therefore, chatoyim dumi de pshoyim. Ma pshoyim. Just like by a pesha, that means you know what you're doing. She'enam b'nei korbin, that you do not have to bring a korbin, because you're a pesha, you're amazing. There's no korbin. Is af chatoyim. Here in this pasuk, the kapor is on something that you do not have a chiv to bring a korbin. Af chatoyim she'enam b'nei korbin. So in other words, you cannot be talking about a case where you had a yediyah about chilo and a yediyah about soif. Like in the real case of Tumas Mikdash, where you have your two yediyahs, so then you chayev a korban. So we're not talking about that case. Here the pasuk is talking about chatoyim means a shoygeg, but dumi de pesha, that right now at least there's no chayev korban upon you. So it has to be that you do not have the yediyah about soif. But still, uminayin, how do I know? Liyesh bo yediyah about chilo, vein bo yediyah about soif. So soy is there toilo. How do I know what Dafka talking about in this case, where you had a yediyah at the beginning, just now at the end you still do not realize it? In this case, that the soyer and asa b'flim is toilah, is hanging, protects you. Maybe it's going on a case the opposite, where you had a yediyah b'soif, but you do not have yediyah b'tchilah. At the beginning you did not realize that you were tamei. Maybe that's the case, this soyer is mechaper. On this note, Talmud Levin, the pasuk says, l'chol chatosom. That means, it's mashma that this chet is possible to bring you lidei korban. True, right now you do not have the chiyuv korban, so the deal is both ways. Chatoyim mashma, you have a chiyuv to bring a chatis. Pshoyim mashma, no, there's no chiyuv to bring a korban. You're like a pesha, you're like a mazid. So what is the case where you have a yediyah batchila, and you, so far you do not have a yediyah batsoif? So such a case, the person right now does not have a chiyuv korban. He does not have his yediyah b'soif yet. But the person is possible to have the chiyuv korban. Because as soon as he realizes what he did, it's considered he had a yediyah b'tchila before he became when he became tummy, he knew about it. Then he went to the Beis Hamikdash, and now 2 weeks later he remembers. So this person is the in-between case that right now before he remembers, there's no chiyuv korban el b'yirin. But it's possible to have the chiyuv korban el b'yirin. So such a person, this story of Hanasan Asnin, is Tzoyla. That's how we learn it from this pasuk, mitpshayim l'chol chatosim. It has to be both categories. That right now there's no chiyuv, but the chiyuv is possible to come. Well, Reb Shimon says, because the pasuk says, v'chiper al ha-kodesh mitumais. So that means mitumais kodesh. And the Tanakhama said, it says mitumas. Mem means some and not all. So which some? The some that are different other places. These two are different that have a chiyuv korban el b'yirid. Nothing more explains. Omamar, what did we just say? Yesh li binyan zeh lohavi gimel tumas. That I would have meant it was, for this pasuk, the soyer is mechaper and all three tumas. Mitumas avoyde zara, v'tumas gil aroyes, v'tumas shrichas dam. The question is, what's the case talking about, the Havamino, that the Soyer Hanasa Bifnim, the Soyer Lashem, is Mechapra on the Chet of Avodah Zorah? What's the case? If this person did the Chet of Avodah Zorah b'mezid, if so, Bar Kotlu, he's Chayiv Misa. Why should this Soyer be Mechapra, be Toilah? He has the Chayiv Misa, that's it. If the person worshipped Avodah Zorah b'shoigeg by mistake, so bar korbanu, he has a regular chiyuv korban kavua. So what are you telling me? The soyer and asa b'fnim would be mechaper. Sumar says yes. The case would the havmin would have been the mezid v'lo yasrabe. In the case where the person worshipped avodah zarah b'mezid, so he's not chayiv a korban. Ah yes, give me a chiyuv misa. There was no asra. So such a person has no kapara. So I would have thought that the soyer and asa b'fnim is mechaper. And the same thing further. Or else the shoygeg lo yisyodalei. He did the chet b'shoygeg and he did not realize it yet. He didn't realize that it's avodah zarah, or he didn't realize that it's also to worship avodah zarah. So for such a person, this soya would have been toiler. Kamash v'lo no. Gil aroy, it's the same question, Ami.